Okay, this really is the final part now. Went on slightly longer than I had anticipated, but rest assured, I intend to complete chapter 4 in this episode. Mr. Tilney's reputation, even with the spectre of mystery surrounding, was vastly superior to that of Mr. Wickham. Both women breathed small sighs of relief, and in a burst of silent communicative scheming that would have placed a proud smile upon Mrs. Bennet's face, saw the potential for a worthy match between Miss Morland and Mr. Tilney. It is a truth universally acknowledged that an attractive man entering a room is sure to attract much attention. It was to the credit of this heroine, Miss Morland, that, although clearly besotted, she remained composed, as was becoming of a lady. It is a wonderful story best left to when we have time for such a tale. I promise you, Miss Morland, we will do so another day, Mrs. Darcy said. It was Mr. Darcy who entered the room with a concerned look on his face that caused Elizabeth to stop and rise to attend to him. Mr. Darcy relayed to her that the cook needed to see her about some of the preparations. He had tried to handle this matter, but it only seemed to make things worse. Oh, how Elizabeth did not like this part of her days as Mrs. Darcy. She longed for the days when she used to sit and read one of her books and watch her sisters and listen to Papa. But things were different now. And when she thought about her days at Longbourn, she was so loved by Mr. Darcy that she felt silly for having those thoughts. Just as Mrs. Darcy began to settle into a fond reminiscence of the past year's events, and marvel at her fortune, that being at least in her eyes the weight of her husband's heart and not his pocketbook, a servant entered the room and presented to her a small, unornamented envelope, addressed simply to Elizabeth. Abandoning her trip to the kitchen, and without bothering to search for a letter opener, Mrs. Darcy broke the envelope seal by hand and removed a small, folded paper from within. As she began to scan the letter's contents, her hands started to tremor. The paragraph or so of unfamiliar script blurred before her eyes, and her mouth dropped open in an expression of utmost shock. And there we conclude Chapter 4. Paula Pemberley will return in audio boo form tomorrow. If you can wait until tomorrow, Chapter 5. Okay, so there we go. Take a break there. Oh my goodness. What's going to happen? What's in the letter? Have to wait till tomorrow. Okay, well, thank you for listening. All of our, that's English radio, all of our boos, audio boos, are available on the audio boo site. The address is audioboo.fm/tag/pemberleyboo. And you can always contact me personally on the Twitter. It's our Twitter handle is English Radio, twitter.com/English Radio. So there we go. We take a break there. And I do have to say it's extremely enjoyable to be reading the a ball at Pemberley again. It's very nice. I've taken a short break, as I said before, while I was concentrating on my on the course I was doing, the Jane Austen course. I am a student on the course, and the course finished. I got my credits from the university, which is great. And, of course, I had to focus all my attention on that to make sure I got the best possible mark, assessment. And, you know, it's not that, you know, I didn't think I would pass it. But, obviously, you know, you have to sort of give it 100%. These things are very important. So, with that out of the way for now, I will be continuing my studies in the future, but for the moment, I'm taking a short break while I can focus on my broadcasting and, of course, in particular, the Pemberley Booze.